We now bring to these microphones David James of David James Reports. He can be read or heard if you miss any of the conversations that I have with David on my website, prophecytoday.com. On the front page, home page, on the right-hand column, you'll find David James Reports and some of the issues that we've discussed in the past that you might want to get some information about. You can go there, listen to the interviews, or read the articles that David has written for us in the past. David, before we get into our discussion on child preachers and infants worshiping in the Spirit, talk to me about the charismatic movement. We've talked about it before, but I know that you have spent a lot of time on this topic. You do a lot of research, teaching on the subject. How and why did this become one of the things that you wanted to focus on?
Well, good to be with you again, Jimmy. I've been saved for right at 30 years. We were saved in the summer of 1984, my wife and I. Actually, the Lord used a Pentecostal preacher to share the gospel with me over the course of about 5 years. And the Lord worked in my heart, and I did come to a saving knowledge of Christ, and He completely changed my life. And because this man was a friend that I worked with, I really paid attention to what he had to say. But at the same time, I actually started attending a Bible church. And so I had to work through these issues of the charismatic movement because there was conflict between what my friend was saying and what our pastor was saying and what I was learning as I was reading the Bible. So it really started out from the very beginning. And then as over time, I just continued to be interested in this. I had a situation where I was in seminary and one of the teachers began going off into an extreme form of the charismatic movement. I have family who is involved with some of this. So it's been really for the last 30 years a big part of my life, my teaching, my study.
Yeah, and real personal to you as well. Well,
right.
Today I want us to look at a growing trend in the Pentecostal charismatic movement, which is involving children, even those under 2 years of age. Talk to me about it.
Right. There seems to be a growing trend of especially videos. You can find it through videos posted on YouTube largely, where people are, now that we have phones with cameras and video capabilities, a lot of people are recording what these very young children are doing. For example, infants in worship services or even at home, under 2 years old even, who are said to be worshiping in the Spirit under the influence of music or in a worship service. And then there are also others who are very young children, under 3 years old sometimes, who are actually preaching from the stage.
So then this is seemingly starting to spread across the countryside, especially in those areas where the Pentecostal charismatic movement may be involved in the local churches or among the people themselves. How widespread is it?
As you search the internet, you begin to see that there is a lot of interest in this, and I think more and more people are posting videos of this. And the interesting thing is that in some cases, these videos are receiving hundreds of thousands of views, actually. So the influence is spreading rapidly.
What is this? I mean, is it a novelty? How is this happening? And what's driving this?
I think there are several things that are going on. I think a lot of it has to do with a mystical view of God and probably a largely experience-driven spirituality. And there are a lot of people, especially in those movements, who look at things and see that if it's unusual, it must be from God. And then I see in these videos that parents are encouraging these children to do these things. They're building them up. And then, people in the churches tend to follow, and at least in some cases, tend to follow a pastor no matter where it leads. So if he's promoting a child preaching, and at least a couple of instances where I've seen that's exactly what's happening, then the people in the congregation follow it and accept that it must be from God as well.
I saw one of the links that you sent me of a little girl. She must have been 13, 14 months. I'm sure she was under 2 years of age for sure. And she was supposedly dancing in the Spirit, and that's what it was perpetrating, dancing in the Spirit to a so-called Christian song that was in the background. And then another example I saw, and I want you to kind of talk to me about these two examples, was a young boy, maybe 3 to 4 years of age, preaching. He had his blue suit on, a red tie, white shirt. Everybody was standing there praising him, hallelujah to the Lord. His father was encouraging him. I looked into it a little bit deeper, and his grandfather was a Pentecostal preacher, and that's actually when the boy got up first time, when his grandfather was preaching, and then his father was a Pentecostal preacher as well. But as I watched his motions, it looked like to me he was simply mimicking both his grandfather and his father. Talk to me about these two examples.
You're exactly right. In the first one you mentioned about this very young child, like you said, 13, 14 months it seemed, this actually appeared in a Charisma article yesterday, and the author of the article held this up as a good example of someone, a child, an infant actually, worshiping in the Spirit. If you think about this, there are some serious problems that we'll get to in a couple of minutes concerning even the theological implications of this. But there was another video of a young baby also doing this in a worship service. And the young boy that you mentioned actually has appeared along with a couple of other young children in a National Geographic documentary called Pint-Sized Preachers. And this little boy is from Mississippi. You're right. His father and grandfather are preachers. And actually, there's a video on YouTube when he first did this, as you mentioned, when he got up on stage. He was 21 months old, and he constantly repeated just this nonsensical word, asta, 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 and the congregation was just going crazy and praising him and clapping, and his dad was encouraging him. It was just unbelievable. And actually, I show this in a course that I teach on the charismatic movement to show the students some examples of what's going on. And then in Florida, there's a young boy. He's 13 now, but he was younger when he started preaching. He's billed as the youngest ordained preacher. In fact, he has a van that his grandmother drives, and on the side of it, it's written, Little Man of God.
Wow. Well, I know one of these young men was featured even on the Today Show, the NBC morning program. So it's not something we're just picking to talk about. It's become a nationwide in knowledge of what is going on. You talked about the biblical theological concerns. What are your concerns in this area?
You know, thinking about what the Bible has to say about children, I do take very seriously the Jesus' words about turning away children. I'm very much in favor of child evangelism and ministries like Child Evangelism Fellowship. And we are to teach our children from a very young age. But at the same time, you know, Jesus, when he talks about giving children as an example and to not turn them away, he said you need to have faith as a little child. So that, you know, when you talk about faith of a child in him, that means there has to be at least some understanding of who he is and the ability to place your faith in him. The only two specific examples that I can think of from the Word of God of young people speaking for God would be Samuel in the Old Testament, and then Jesus at 12 years old in the temple. And actually, Samuel was probably at least that old when God called him to be a prophet. And of course, Jesus, when he was 12, he knew the entire Old Testament by that time. Well, we know from what he said, he knew he was God, and he was the Son of God, even at 12 years old. So that's a completely different situation. You know, concerning worshiping in the Spirit, worshiping in the Spirit and truth requires indwelling of the Holy Spirit, which requires saving faith. And certainly these infants are not at a point where they have exercised faith in Christ and are born-again believers. And you're right, they're mimicking what they've seen and what they're being encouraged to do. That's just what children do. Then I was thinking about the matter of preaching and teaching. For example, these two young boys, especially the one who's 3 years old, you know, when you teach and preach, you take on spiritual responsibility and spiritual authority. And there are some very strict guidelines for that. You know, in 1 Timothy 3, speaking about spiritual leadership in the church, this is a very serious thing. And in fact, teachers incur a stricter judgment. And some of these young children, they say things that are really nonsensical. They don't know the Word of God. In the case of the 3-year-old, he can't even read. So these are some very serious concerns.
Yeah, and talk to me about the end time implications as you see it.
Well, you know, as these things develop in the church, for example, if these young children are said to be speaking for God, then who's going to argue with what they say? And even if they can't read and don't know the Word of God, with the present view of extra-biblical revelation, they could say things that actually contradict the Word of God or introduce strange theology into the church, which is going to lead people astray. And to be honest, I think that all of this is a part of the church as a whole, or what is called to be the church as a whole, being led astray in the last days. And I think all of this is setting the world up to accept things on the basis of experience rather than the revealed Word of God.
I would have to agree 100%, and I was reminded as you were saying these last couple of statements, what Jesus had to say, Matthew 24, verses 4, 5, 11, and 24. He said the number one sign that his second coming, not the rapture, his second coming would be deception, and that's exactly what we're seeing. David, thank you so very much. Appreciate your research. We're looking forward to another conversation next week.
Thanks so much.